Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Limits, can we take calls during the six-pack? Is that allowed? I don't think we've ever done that.
I think it's fully acceptable.
We will, but what are the two things I teased to?
Deontay.
The other thing. We did the top five athletes of the Pittsburgh quarter century yesterday. Our top five.
Yes.
We landed on some version of Sid, Ben, Gino, McCutcheon, and Paul Amalu, right?
Yes.
We left out, therefore, Aaron Donald, Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Brown.
J.D. McCoy.
I don't know. Well,
he wouldn't fit that category, but still.
Antonio Brown. Guess who we left out? And guess who Sean Gentile left out when he was texting me later?
Phil Kessel.
T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
I know. What do you mean, What do you mean, You why didn't you say his name then?
Because I don't feel like he can surpass anybody in that top five.
You don't think T.J. Watt's been better and at a higher level on his job in his career than, say, McCutcheon was in his, even at the height of his powers? T.J. Watt.
Close.
T.J. Watt should be a three-time defensive player of the year in the NFL.
He should be, and he also has the all-time sacks record tied with Strahan.
You're making it sound like we weren't derelict of duty in not mentioning his name.
No,
like,
we should have. I think he might, 1,000% should have.
I think he might be in there. Who has had the better Steeler career? Because we were lamenting no Antonio Brown. Neither one of us put him on our list. Antonio Brown or T.J. Watt? It's a good question.
That's a great question. I would say probably T.J. Watt.
I think we made a horrible mistake, and we should apologize to our listeners.
I'll apologize to TJ.
Didn't any of the texters weigh in with that yesterday? Maybe they should apologize to us.
No texters. I think maybe one texter might have said TJ Watt, but...
I'm ashamed of myself.
Who are you bumping out then? Are you bumping Troy out for TJ Watt?
I don't know.
I'm not. Are you bumping Malkin out for TJ Watt?
I mean, you could certainly make an argument that TJ Watt... Troy won Super Bowls. But T.J. Watt, one could make the argument, has had a better career than Troy did.
Troy had a defensive player of the year as well.
And I know he did.
He was the most dominant player at his position during his 7-8 year run. I think more dominant than Ed Reed.
That's a tough one.
It is very tough.
More dominant than T.J. Watt at his position?
That's the thing. There's also a lot more competition at that position than there is at safety. Like, there are a lot more really good edge rushers than there were really good safeties, where you're talking about Dawkins, Troy, Ed Reed, the likes of those guys.
Yeah.
Where I think there's a lot more debate and a lot more argued, too, with TJ, and that maybe that hurts TJ.
Maybe.
Where he has Garrett,
I mean,
Crosby,
obviously it hurts.
Parsons.
If TJ won a Super Bowl, he'd be on that list.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
And he probably would end up bumping somebody like McCutcheon.
All right, let's hit a call before we get to good old Deontay.
Let's go to Pete in South Carolina.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, Joe. How's it going today?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, just wanted to talk about the Aaron Rodgers discussion. And, you know, the past couple of years you were mentioning he's had 12 interceptions with Green Bay in his last year, 11 last year. I mean, the average interception is between 10 and 11 for a starting quarterback in the past, I think, 4 or 5 years. So he's kind of right in that middle ground. I don't necessarily think that the interceptions are a massive problem for Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not an Aaron Rodgers guy at all. But I do think he provides at least an opportunity for this offense to score more than, you know, 25 points two or three times a year. So I'm optimistic what he could bring even at his extended age.
And you might be right. I just happen to have a different opinion, and I think when somebody, a huge part of what made him Aaron Rodgers was single-digit interceptions. This dude, in 2020, in 2020 had 48 touchdowns and five picks.
Yeah.
Five picks. So that's why it stands out with him more than it would ordinarily, because you're right, those aren't outrageous numbers, but suddenly in his last two full seasons, he's throwing 23 interceptions over 2 years. But your points are well taken, and you might be right. And you know what else is? I remain open-minded. I hope Aaron Rodgers does play well. Just like I hoped and I thought Russell Wilson would, and Russell Wilson did for a while. Limits, we were sitting here with the rest of the sports world, Mark Schlereth, good old Stink, saying I was wrong. Russell Wilson's actually really good. Russell Wilson throws the moon ball. He puts more touch on the ball, better deep ball. He's completely transformed their passing game compared to Justin Fields. You said it. I said it. Bob said it. Crowley said it. Doran said it. Pony said it. Mueller said it. Everybody else nationally said it. Donnie Football said it. Everybody said it. You know why? Because he was playing well. And then when they faced better competition, everything changed, didn't it?
It did. And I fell into a little bit of the trap of getting caught up in the moment, because I at first was not in favor of the Russell Wilson move.
Well, he played well.
And then he did, yeah. I wanted Justin Fields to be their guy throughout the entirety of the season, and I wouldn't even have wanted them to acquire Russ just because I wanted to go younger with Justin Fields and see how it ultimately transpired.
You wanted Sam Darnold over Rodgers, and then you have subsequently abandoned Sam Darnold, and you think Rodgers will be better than
because
him.
Because I feel like Rodgers can do more on his own, and Sam Darnold needs more of a system to be able to thrive. Even though I like Sam Darnold a lot, and if he would have stuck in Minnesota, I'd feel really good about Darnold, but him in the right spot, the right location, I think matters.
And you think Rodgers is in the right spot?
I think Rodgers is in a good spot for him to be able to bounce things off with Arthur Smith and be able to thrive here, yeah.
Hmm. I had some severe questions about the Arthur Smith offense coming out of last season.
No, I still do too. Like, there are a lot of things about the Arthur Smith offense we truly don't know. But I think that their personnel is better at running back. They're in a better position on the offensive line. I'm still questioning the wide receiver core.
But you were talking about the system. And I'm not sure landing with Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith is a good place for any quarterback to have
success.
Well,
the players also help make the system. You know, so the fact that they're players, now we can have the argument how much better are their players than last year. But I think they are better.
Maybe they are. They look kind of the same to me. But again, the system. You know, in his first year here, Arthur Smith's offense ranked 22nd in total offense, barely ahead of the Jets, I might add. Didn't score a first-drive touchdown in any of their 18 games. For the first time since the 1-13 team of 1969 went five straight games without eclipsing 17 points, they were the worst first-down offense in the entire NFL based on yards per play. They embarrassed themselves in the first half of the playoff game with two first downs and 59 yards. They were the fourth worst red zone offense in the league. They were the fourth worst fourth down team in the league. They were a horrible short yardage team. And they might have stripped their veteran quarterback of his ability to change plays at the line after he shredded the Bengals. And they only averaged 4.1 yards per rush with only six teams worse. And they were 16th in scoring offense. Now, other than that, I thought they were awesome. Limit.
Other than that, how did the team perform?
But you're claiming he's landed in a good spot for offense.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Limits. Now Limits is on the phone again. Let's take another call, shall we? He says, hold on a second. Is this unbelievable? This man is live on the air with me. We're doing a show together. I'm barely staying above water without Bob.
Joe, we want to hear from some of the people. I want to make sure that we know what the people want to talk about.
You should vet the people.
But other than all that,
I did think that the Steelers offense was a juggernaut last season.
Let's see what Bob, who is in Baldwin. I don't think I know Bob, but we'll see what he has to say about Rodgers.
Bob, how are you?
What's up, guys? No, this is Professor Healy. We know each other often. How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
Hey, good. So yeah, the top five you guys had was accurate, you know, and I think it's okay to have all of us, me included, that haven't listened to you guys, not considering Watt. So I think that gives you your answer. You know, when you're the guy doesn't pop in conversation, who had the better career, it was Antonio Brown. I mean, we got to remember the guy did get to a Super Bowl with the Steelers. I know he was young then, and they lost that Super Bowl, but Brown had a better career with the Steelers because the Steelers had a little bit of postseason success with Brown in there, and that's the standard here.
You know, I guess
T.J. Watt. Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, so with T.J. Watt, it's just been disappointment, and I think it's good that the standard for the Steelers is postseason success, and he just hasn't had any.
I mean, how much did Antonio Brown, in that first year, you're right, he made a great catch, the helmet catch, and then he did help seal the AFC title game with a nice catch on it. I think it was third or fourth down. But how much postseason success was he really responsible for? And is that more of a team thing or individual? I get sometimes go back and forth on that. Like, I don't know how much to penalize T.J. Watt, whether he should be a top five athlete in Pittsburgh this century because of the team's lack of playoff success. You know what I mean? I mean, the guy's been unbelievable here. He should be a three-time defensive player of the year. If he was, if he had beaten out Myles Garrett the 1 year he should have, and I actually thought he should have beaten out Aaron Donald 1 year as well, if we're sitting here with T.J., rightfully, as a three-time defensive player of the year, there's no question he's on our list, right, Limits?
Yeah, I would say so.
Right, Bob and Baldwin?
Well, the truth is, though, he only won one time, you know, which puts him in the same category as Polamalu, but Polamalu has all those Super Bowls. You know, I do think Antonio Brown was in the middle of some big postseason moments. I mean, he was the guy who drew the flag that won the Bengals game, you know, in that crazy situation.
That's true, yeah.
You know, I mean, he's just, you know, and don't forget, he was also, I think, just as deserving as things like Offensive Player of the Year. Maybe Antonio Brown deserves an MVP somewhere in there, too, and didn't get it. You know, but the truth is, Watt only got one of those. He hasn't been the far and away head, you know, over the shoulders, everybody better than everyone on defense, because other guys have been in the conversation.
I don't know. I would tend to disagree with that. And just because sports, right, like, is your Barry Bonds argument then that, oh, he didn't make the Hall of Fame, so how can he be among the greatest players of all time? Like, just because somebody's been wronged by sports writers, to me, doesn't take away from the argument. Like, I feel perfectly comfortable sitting here saying, in my mind, T.J. Watt is a three-time defensive player of the year because he was good enough and should have won it three times. And therefore, I'm putting him in my top five, Limits, and I'm eliminating Evgeny Malkin.
Wow.
No, I'm eliminating Kutch.
Wow.
No, I'm eliminating Polamalu.
Wow.
No, I can't eliminate Polamalu.
Whoa.
I still don't know what the hell I'm doing. They put a video up yesterday of you and I going back and forth 1,000 times. It's impossible. Gentilly texted me later in the day. You go ahead and try it if you're listening and hopefully watching on our YouTube page. Say hello, Limits. Are we going to put the camera on you again today? Why don't we do that?
Well, I think the issue with putting the camera on me is you can see the reflection from the TVs.
Yeah.
And that's not...
You try to make your top five Steeler athletes since 2000. Go ahead. Try it. See who you leave out. How can you leave out Larry Fitzgerald? Well, we both did. Was there anybody who played at a higher level than he did at Pitt?
No.
No.
Not in the last 25 years, no.
Not in the last 25 years. If you wanted to go strictly by talent, who were the most talented athletes here, you would have to put Geno ahead of Sid. You'd have to have, like, Martavis Bryant on your list. You'd have to have Paul Skeens on the list.
Hold on, we're burying the lead here. You think Geno is more talented than Sid?
Yes, I think Sid probably thinks that.
Oh, my gosh.
But Sid has been more productive and a better overall hockey player. But if we're talking terms of, like, sheer artistry and magic and talent, yes. Plus, he's much bigger. But Sid's been the better, don't make no mistake here, Sid has been the better player. But yeah, Geno's a more talented player.
I don't even know where to start with that.
Just start with the obvious, that it's true.
Well, I mean, obviously he's the bigger player, and there's a lot of wow with Geno just being able to move through different defenders and stuff like that. But do you think that should be factored in the way that they've aged, though. I mean, Crosby is still so skillful
right now. Yes, I said very clearly
now.
Limits that Crosby's the better player.
Yeah,
he's a better hockey
Crosby's
player.
Crosby's skills have
Did
not
you hear
deteriorated
me say that Martavis,
the way that Malkin's
I
have.
Would also put Martavis Bryant ahead of Hines Ward in terms of talent. Surely you understand the nuance here.
Of course. Should talent matter, though, in terms of longevity and how long you're able to play?
Yeah, it should. That's why Martavis Bryant never came around. Do you not understand talent compared to production and longevity and defensive play and things like that?
Right, but you're saying that Martavis Bryant did not play long because, of course, he had a lot of talent, but he was not productive. Sid has so much talent, and he's still so productive at the age that he's at, where Malkin has not nearly the same player that he used to be.
Right.
I think we're understanding things in a different way.
I think so. Yeah. I'm talking strictly talent. And it's not like Gino hasn't cashed in on a lot of that talent.
I wonder what the texters think about that.
I don't know. Perhaps they don't understand it the same way you didn't.
Probably not. I clearly didn't understand it
the right way. Sheer talent. Talent. Anyway, let's get to the general. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Limits, do you have a card that the general will present this week? An idea for it?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to go off of the NBA Finals and go potentially with an SGA card after OKC won on Sunday.
I agree. I think that's where you're headed. Hello, General.
Hello, General.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you guys? Thanks
good,
for having me. I'm moving on. I'm going with Red Hot Nicky G. I'm past the NBA Finals. I was sad that Halliburton got hurt. We're going with Red Hot Nicky G today. I got an autographed Leaf Valiant rookie card.
Nicky G.
This one, yeah, we're going with Nick Gonzalez.
Yep.
And Red Hot. We need some offense. And I'm throwing in a Cal Raleigh card quietly because he does everything after people go to bed.
The big dumper.
Been hitting home runs every single night, so I have a Cal Raleigh card to throw in also.
I love it. General.
On a quick clerical note. Top five Pittsburgh athletes in regards to cards sold. Ben, Sid, TJ, Troy, Kutch, Fleury, close sixth.
Ooh. Didn't really mention Fleury either.
Yeah. That's the popularity list. A little different than what you guys are talking about, but a representation of what Pittsburghers feel, where they put their money.
So that's, you're estimating that since the year 2000, you mean?
Yes, since 2000, I'd say we sold more Ben cards, followed by Sid, TJ, Troy, Kutch, and Fleury.
Wow.
And if Skeens hangs around much longer, he'll be racing up the list.
That is an impressive list. Thank you, General, for
list.
Adding
welcome,
to the
guys.
Discussion.
Have a good week.
You too, man.
Thank you, General.
All right, take care.
There he is, the General. That almost mimics our list. He said Ben, Sid, TJ. McCutcheon.
Yep.
And who was his
And I think
fifth?
The fifth was, he had Troy on there, right?
Troy, right. And then Fleury.
And Fleury.
That is our list.
Yeah. That's Holy everyone we have.
Holy
Other
up.
Than, well, yeah, I guess TJ, where do you factor him in? The likes of Malkin.
I have to put TJ in my top five. I have to. I don't know who I'm eliminating. I'll announce that later in the show. It's going to be a very sad day for somebody.
I'll be excited for that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.